This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place. And with me today is Cheech Stewart, who is the manager of our thrift stores. And welcome to our show, Cheech.
Thank you for having me.
And we've not really focused on our thrift stores, but I wanted to talk a little bit this week and maybe next week about what we do and how those thrift stores affect our community. But first, I want to ask Cheech to kind of introduce herself and tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into this business.
Well, I'm Cheech Stewart, and I'm an operations manager of Mitchell County Safe Place Thrift Stores. We have two thrift stores and a new upcoming little antique mall that we just started. We're located in downtown Spruce Pine, along with our the Mitchell County Safe Place offices, of course. We are on Oak Avenue, and I got started many years ago as I was started a little consignment shop, and one of my many virtues.
We started out at Safe Place with a little small stall over in the Grassy Creek Market, which is now closed, but we were there for many years and had a very small operation. And we sort of got started because women who come into the shelter come in with literally nothing but the clothes on their back and their children usually, and so they have to have clothing, and when they set up new apartments and houses and whatnot, then they need furnishings for that. And people would donate things, and after a while, the donations got so big that we, you know, began to sell the excess and make a little bit of money for our agency. So, but now we've really grown over the past few years under Cheech's leadership, and we really, you know, are pleased to have her with us. But we have two stores. Tell us a little bit about Touch of Class, which is our oldest store and our first store.
Our Touch of Class store is mainly, we have name brand women's clothing, shoes, bags, some collectibles. These are items that you find like in the malls or in specialty shops. There's always a good selection. We put out probably 100 items a day new, so all the locals know to stop in quite frequently. The attic is our, we can clothe the entire family there from the children on up, and we have furniture and housewares, electronics. There's just always something new, and there we probably put out 200 items a day or more.
And where is the attic actually located?
The attic is on Oak Street. We're right across from Central Baptist Church. And the Touch of Class is located across from the track office on Oak Avenue.
So they're at the opposite ends of Oak Avenue. And certainly people are welcome to come by there. Like you say, people come in several times a week because things are always turning over and new things are coming in there. But one of the things that we do with the merchandise that people donate to us is we help our clients, and you get requests quite frequently from clients of Safe Place, and they come in and looking for clothes for the kids, clothes for mama, and household goods usually, and that's a big part of what we do as the mission of Safe Place, is to really help women get started again and reestablish their lives.
Yeah, we actually take a lady coming out of the safe house once she's confident, and we furnish them a place to live, everything from the kitchen utensils up to the bedding and the furniture, and the really helps a lot. Plus, the money we raise also helps with deposits and that sort of thing.
So all the proceeds from Safe Place does go back to helping clients in one way or another. We're kind of out of time for this week, but give them a phone number if people want more information or place
okay.
to donate their goods.
Okay, the Touch of Class store is 765-2704, and where we drop off our donations would be the attic, and it is 765-7115.
And you're welcome to call any time during business hours. Give them the hours of the store, by the way. You're open.
The Touch of Class is from 10:30 to 5:30 Monday through Saturday, and the attic is 10 to 5.
Okay. And I want to thank everybody for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.